morning, KSD Custom Wood Products.
Hi, this is Gabe for Kim, please.
Yeah, Gabe, it's Kim.
Hey, Kim, this is Gabe, Bank of Cardiff Underwriting here. How you doing?
Yes, very good, very good.
Good. I just wanted to get in touch with you. Unfortunately, we weren't able to get you approved at this time. We couldn't do the full payoff, or the seventh position was just too risky.
I had spoken with John about it this morning, and I do appreciate it. He said if I wait a month, that things will be, much different. It'll be looked at a lot differently. Some of those will be paid off, and or close to being paid off, and just wait a month or so, and that's fine. I appreciate you guys looking at it, and I appreciate you getting back to me. It's no problem. This is my busy season. I'm coming into my busy season. I could really use the money, buying materials and stuff, but I understand,
Do you think you can hold off about 25 days, when four of those loans are paid off there?
I will do my very best. I'll tell you that, because I know I got to get out. I got to kind of get out of this rut that I'm in. With those ACHs, and I know it's not been. I know I would look at it the same way, and that's why I'm not upset, and I don't take it personal. I mean, it's just I understand you guys' position, and if I could wait, that's what John said. He said 25 to 30 days. If you could wait, I will do my very best to just hold off in getting any more funds. If I do, it won't be any of those crazy ones like Richmond and Arch Capital.
Yeah, I was looking at those. It looks like one of them is like a 70. They're charging you 70 cents on the dollar, and then the other one's about 49 or 50 cents on the dollar.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's just, in my professional opinion, if you can hold off just 25 days, I'm looking at your your chart here now. Definitely do something for you at that point. I would think we could even do a payoff and then net you what you're looking for.
But just with
so many positions, I think that, I'm not trying to tell you, what to do with your business by any means.
I already know. I already know. It's hard. I wear my hat on my sleeve with my business. I mean, 27 years at it. Those two ACHs just came across when I had some health issues, which have long been since, taken care of. But I'm strong as a horse, and I'm only 54 years old. I got a long ways to go, and
absolutely,
I'll just keep a good attitude, and I'll just try to get stay away from any more of the if I can make it, like you said, if I can make it another month, that'd be the right decision for the company.
Absolutely, it would. And, because I'm looking, it looks like in about 25 days, four of those will be gone. And then, your on deck will be a month away from being paid off and really low balance. And then your Richmond Capital one will be, 15 days away from finishing up there. So I would just recommend holding off. And then, when we revisit it in a month, all we'll look at is just one bank statement. And, we're not going to have to go through a strenuous process with all these documents. We'll take a look, we'll probably take a look at your May statement and then kind of go from there.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds good. That's what I'll push for. And so you say 25 days, give me a date and I'll put it in my Outlook as a reminder.
Yeah, absolutely. On your chart here, when it says like 20 days to go, are you referring to business days there?
Business days.
Okay.
Yes,
sir. Yeah.
5 days a week, business days.
Right? Got you. That's what I figured. Yeah. So we're really close there. I would just wait and knock some of those out. It seems like, you have enough capital now, based on me reviewing your financials to get those knocked out and really put yourself in a better position so we can really, step in and get you that first position that the business would benefit from. So
I will. And I'll make it, I'm going to make an effort to do exactly what you and John have both told me here. So,
okay, great. I just wanted to get in touch with you and discuss your file, but I'll definitely stay in touch with you. You'll probably hear from me at the end of May just to kind of touch base with you if that's okay. And
That'd be great, Gabe. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do that? And let me get your You're calling me on your own phone here. Let me
Right, yeah. Do you want to
yeah.
jot down that number there?
858-779-0391.
Yes, sir, you got it. That's my direct line here.
7 7 8 5 8 7 7 9 0 3 9 1. That's your direct line, and I'll put
Yeah,
you
you
in.
got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I will. I'll definitely follow up with you in a few weeks and see how things are moving forward. But yeah, we definitely want to get the relationship started, get you a, you know, a solid first position there, which is, you know, is going to be feasible here very shortly if you can just hold off and knock some of those, you know, the Everest down, the Core Capital, the Art Capital there, and then the Quick Fix is almost done there. It looks like as well. So.
Yeah, they're almost in my rearview mirror.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right around the corner there. So
yes, sir. I
yeah.
turned the corner. I just got to go a bit further. That's all.
Absolutely, you got it. I like that. I
yep.
like how you worded that. But
yep.
yeah, I will. I'll try back with you in a few weeks and stay in touch with you. And then you know,
all
definitely see what we got. You know, I'm very confident when that point comes with a few of those knocked down there, we'll be able to get you something, you know, substantially
okay.
better than you like stacking another one on top there. So
yeah. Sounds good, buddy.
Absolutely. All right,
Appreciate
Tim. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Hope you have a great weekend, and we'll definitely be in touch. You know, we definitely want to work with your business, so I'll keep in touch with you there and set a reminder here in my calendar for you.
You bet.
All right, Kim.
Thanks.
All righty. You have a great weekend. We'll talk
you too.
Soon.
Yeah. Bye now.